Clil, D8. Duties and responsibilities within each department. Adapted from sfazu.edu. The Rooms Division. The Rooms Division consists of three major areas: front office, housekeeping, and uniformed services. Of these, the front office is the revenue producer. The other areas are staff functions. Front office. The main guest representative of the front office is the guest service agent, GSA. This is the position that welcomes guests, registers them, assigns guest rooms and rates, checks them out, and answers all questions about the hotel and the surround community. For many guests, the front office is the hotel. The GSA fulfills many responsibilities. We list among them cashier, reservations, PBX, telephone, and night audit. Glossary. PBX, acronym for Private Branch Exchange, that is, a private telephone system in a company or, as in our specific case, in a hotel. The night audit is a GSA that works the C or graveyard shift, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. The primary focus of this shift is to perform the audit, but they are still a GSA. A cashier is a GSA that is performing the function of checking guests out of the hotel. A reservations agent may be a very specialized position. However, at most hotels, the reservation function is handled by a GSA. Similarly, at the greatest hotel chains, the PBX may be a specialized position, but at most hotels, the GSA handles this responsibility. Housekeeping. The housekeeping department is the largest in virtually all hotel properties. Whether the hotel does its own laundry or sends the laundry out to be done, the housekeeping department will be in charge of that function. The bulk of the employees in housekeeping are room attendants. These are the people who clean the guest rooms and, usually, the public spaces of the hotel. The housemen are usually males who perform cleaning activities, but who also perform manual labor that the housekeepers may have difficulty with. The inspectors are supervisors who actually inspect the work of the room attendants. Many hotels have eliminated the inspector position, choosing instead to have random inspection performed by a manager. Uniformed services. The uniformed services of a hotel consist of bell staff, door persons, valet, and concierge. At many properties, many of these positions have been eliminated because of cost. However, at major properties, you will still encounter members of the bell staff. These people will take your baggage to your hotel room, introduce you to the many services of the property, and generally be able to answer virtually any question you may have about the property or surrounding area. Major properties may also have door persons. This staff will transfer your baggage from your vehicle to your room. They actually hold the door for you to enter the property. Valet representatives park your vehicle. These employees are usually available in major downtown or resort properties where parking is scarce or remote to the property. A concierge employee can be several things. This person is a facilitator or expediter. Most hotels incorporate the concierge into the GSA. The Food and Beverage Division. The Food and Beverage Division, F&B, may be the largest division in a hotel, depending on the number of outlets that F&B operates. We start with the restaurant. Generally, this is the facility that operates for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. There may be only one at the hotel. There may be several, depending on the size of the facility. A large hotel may have several restaurants and a specialty restaurant. The lounges and entertainment rooms tend to focus on alcohol sales. However, remember that each of the restaurants has alcoholic beverage service available too. Major hotel properties have a room service function that can be quite exceptional. It is generally quite expensive also. The successful hotels that generate profits from room service provide a significant amount of service. Most hotels have let their service deteriorate. Most room service departments provide only room delivery.